Hello, Podlers. I hope this finds you well. I am back from my holidays, and what a holiday it was. I had the lucky pants on, and then I got Evie to put one leg in as well, so we really need the lucky pants during the penalty shootout. And then I got Sarah Jane to put her leg in as well, so I had just one leg in the lucky pants, and there were two family members' legs in the other hole.
Like a three-legged race.
Like a three-legged race, but laying on a hotel room bed. What's strange about that? So anyway, you
was
can
Pablo
imagine...
there
Pablo,
as well?
Pablo was knocking at the not now, Pablo. I promise all will be explained. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 6:35 on your Monday morning. As we do, come in so early here. We're there just as the sunlight starts to peek over the horizon. And this morning, in the back of the taxi, it just shone upon what seemed like a million discarded plastic pint glasses. Each one, the drip of a football fan's soul left in the gutter.
Wow.
It's great to be back on air. What a day I've chosen.
Yeah, what a comeback day.
Because the FA called me late last night and said, Dave, after what's happened, the last thing the nation need is more Ben, so please come back. Come back from your holidays early. So I'm here. Yeah, I'm here to lift your mood. Woo! Woo! So, how you feeling, Matt?
I mean, you know, the best
What's
team
the line
won.
From the rock and roll football
won.
People?
The best team won. Right. That's the line, isn't it? I just would have liked to have seen Cole Palmer earlier. I always say that after every game.
Oh, he's already putting the knife in his
No.
He's taken off his waistcoat and his little zippy polo top.
But yeah, I mean, you know, there's no one up now anyway, is there? No one listening to this because everyone's skiving off today. It's the official skive off day, isn't
that's
it?
Lovely, Matt. I just thought when I thought I took it low, when you went, no one's listening to this. Oh, that's nice.
But even
this
my,
is a pointless existence.
Even
thing.
My primary school is opening late this morning.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're to primary school.
Amazing.
You're 57.
I should still be there, but I'm getting away with it. The head teacher, it was the school play on Friday night at the local theatre.
Yeah.
And the head teacher came out at the end and did a big speech. And he said, because it's coming home on Sunday night, we're going to keep the register open until 10 o'clock.
Oh,
and
that's
it was
amazing.
Cheering. It was like, amazing.
Wow.
What a way to announce it.
Any news from your primary school, Anna?
I don't know what's going on.
Potato print Friday. anyway, it's great to be back on air. And as Matt touched on there, and he's absolutely right to do so,
it's
we believe it is Skive Monday. We don't think anybody's actually listening to this right now. So, hello, Void. My old friend.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 6:46 on your Monday morning. Matt Dyson raised a very important question just moments ago, which is, is anybody listening right now? Because it is Skive Monday. It makes me feel quite sad. Hi, guys. I'm here. Police custody sergeant on the way home from a night shift. Yes. It was a busy one.
I'm sure
it was. There's only a couple of ways I could really raise my spirits right now.
Yeah.
The first is obviously to be Scottish. I'm not. I'm half Irish, half English. Is to just take a little listen back to some clips from last week when I was on holiday in Spain. Okay. So this one is labelled Matt Snow Patrol. So I am intrigued.
Not this again, yeah.
Not this again. So this was played a lot, was it, last week?
Yeah, I said what sorry is this? To Southgate for not trusting him, and it was a similar line to Gary Lightbody on the new Snow Patrol song, as you'll hear. I mean, I am sorry unequivocally.
I'm glad you apologised. Do you stand by your apology?
I do stand by, because his game plan was perfect in the semis,
Not so much last night, is that
no,
what you're saying?
No comment.
Okay. I just went through to the booth of truth, and we had a really deep and meaningful conversation about how proud we are of the England team and how much we love Gareth Southgate. I've got another clip here just labelled Glenn Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, so I'm intrigued to know if this can cheer me up on a Monday morning.
It will, yeah.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank! Okay.
You have no context.
No, no, no.
He hasn't started doing that again in the middle of the news bulletins, has he?
Yeah.
So, why?
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank!
Yes!
Glenn? Explain yourself, Glenn.
Was it like there was a parrot that said names?
It was a talking chicken.
Oh, here we go.
It was a talking chicken.
Oh, okay. What else am I meant to say?
You made a chicken.
It was like really short. That was it. It was a chicken.
Kelly. Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Kelly. And it was just like, well, the chicken was only saying short names. So it was like, why? It'd be more impressive if it said longer names.
And it would be. This is Jimmy Floyd.
Oh, if a chicken said that, you'd lose your mind.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. This text just come in to the studio. It says, I'm listening to the show, Dave, on Absolute Radio Country. I wouldn't miss your show for the world, especially on a day like today where the nation needs a cuddle because it didn't come home. Well, thank you for that message. It means a lot. And I think we've done a great job really raising everyone's spirits in the opening hour of the show. Yeah. Everyone's feeling really pumped as we roll into the next hour. Yeah. Like with big, you know, things like the discarded plastic pint glasses representing a bit of everybody's soul now lying in the gutter. Or, you know, Matt's question, is anyone actually listening? Mm. There was that amazing piece of news when the head teacher said, register doesn't open till 10.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a highlight.
It's because our parents get a lie in.
Yeah, yeah. And I replayed a bit of the show from before I went away when we were all genuinely happy. So that was nice. So that's good. So, Matt, you got the social ammunition up next, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is that going to cheer us?
Well, there'll be some reaction to the England game, obviously. There'll also be a band who play with a sewing machine.
Don't touch that dial.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is coming up to 10 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, in about 20 minutes' time, 10 Weeks of Tickets is back. I have your chance to see the likes of Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, The Streets, Paolo Nutini, Kate Nash, The Lightning Seeds, and many more, as I invite you to win your way into Kendall Calling. But first, as promised, it's time for Matt Dyson and the social ammunition. Matt, this is your chance to raise our spirits.
Well, if you are feeling bad this morning after England's defeat last night in the final of the Euros, you probably aren't feeling as bad as Dan Thomas. You may have seen him on telly in the build-up to
what
the game.
What have you done, Dan?
Dan Thomas what was so done? Confident of an England victory, so confident that he had Euro 2024 winners tattooed on his thigh.
Why would you just wait
a bit longer.
Can you imagine how I feel about this?
Yeah. Southgate's face. Wow, amazing as well. Unbelievable. Yeah, so England 2024 winners.
Yeah.
Of the Euro.
So his tattoo artist has said that the part of the deal here was I would think he would do it for free, but if we don't win, if Spain win, I'm not going to cover over it for a year. So he has to have it for a year before he will remedy it in any way.
Yeah, because you could put get rid of the winners bit and just put the semi-finalists.
Yeah, I think that'd be like having a medal.
Runners up. Yeah. It's probably not worth inking on your body. There was also a great guy in a pub who had his own homemade England kit because they cost so much.
Oh, I love this guy.
They cost so much, these night kits. He's in a pub, right? He's got a white polo shirt and sellotaped to the chest are three lion bars. So the little chocolate confectionery.
It was so hot yesterday as well. That's such a bad idea.
Melting.
They would have melted.
But it's like the original Alan Partridge where he makes his Halloween costume out of things. It's reminiscent of that. I love it for that.
You're right. Yeah. And then we should move off the football and focus on the band from Germany who have the sound of a sewing machine incorporated into their work. They're called Klangphonics. They've gone viral over the weekend. A three-piece techno band from Regensburg in Germany. So they get the sort of rhythm of the sewing machine, which we're all familiar with, and they make tracks based on that pounding rhythm. Yeah, this is what they sound like.
Wow.
There it is.
Oh, that must be the lead singer.
Oh, yes.
Thank
lovely.
You.
Extra points. A sewing machine joke there. So there we go.
So you want to sew? Let's go.
Oh. music inspired.
The Hypebeast Wobbles having flashbacks live before my eyes. I love it. We lost him for a minute. He just had his hand in the air and his eyes closed.
Yeah, they also bring out the sort of textile scissors that he's using them. You know, like the Noel Gallagher and High Flying Birds.
Yeah, there's a scissor player.
There's a scissor player. So that it's like people are calling them hobby craft work.
Excellent.
Very nice. I'll share the full video. You can talk about them later while I save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 16 minutes past seven. It is Monday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where I am fully aware that so many people listening to this live radio broadcast around the world come from different nations. They supported different teams during the Euros. You will support different teams during the World Cup. That is a thing of beauty. I'm also aware that many of you couldn't give a monkey's about the football, to be perfectly honest, but it is important that we reflect on what's been one heck of a journey towards the Euro finals and then the game yesterday. If you're just joining us right now, we came on air live at 6 a.m. We did our best to raise the spirits of the nation. And to be completely honest with you, reflecting on that, didn't do a very good job, did we?
No.
If anything, we continued to let you down when you needed us most. And that kind of gives me the platform to fess up, because I've let you down. It is my fault that we lost the Euros final.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Because the lucky pants are in the wash.
Oh no, Anna, I know.
What were you thinking?
I know. So we were in Spain last week.
Yeah.
Which is an omen in itself.
Yeah, yeah.
I made very good friends with a pool boy called Pablo. I'm not even lying. It sounds like I'm making it up, doesn't it? A Spanish pool boy named Pablo. Yeah, it's almost offensive. It's not. It's Pablo. It's true. Pablo genuinely exists. He's 20 years old. Yeah. He supports Atletico Madrid. And he was a charm. And so we would be like egging each other on, you know, when Spain won. I was like, well done, my friend. And he was like, gracias.
And then
we beat Switzerland, he was like, yay, come on, England. And I said, oh, Pablo. Pablo, when we get to the final and we play each other, he's like, oh, David, I don't know what to think about it. Right, so I built this friendship, right?
Wow.
But the reason I was able to have these conversations with Pablo, the 20-year-old ball boy from Spain, was because of the lucky pants. Now, these are like boxer shorts. They're just cotton boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Now, I know, obviously, the lucky pants thing is old hat. It's old pants, isn't it? You know, everybody at some point claims to have worn lucky pants, even professional footballers.
Yeah,
but the difference with this is I made my entire family all wear the lucky pants at the same time.
What?
How big are they? We watched both the games in our hotel room because they had BBC and ITV on the TV, which can you imagine when you get on holiday? And Evie's like, should we go out to the pool, Dad? I'm like, no, they got ITV. Getting out my PG Tips tea bags and all the rest of it. So we watched them in the room, and I've got these, like, as I say, these cotton boxers.
Yeah.
And I had the lucky pants on, and then I got Evie to put one leg in as well. So we really need the lucky pants during the penalty shootout. And then I got Sarah Jane to put her leg in as well. So I had just one leg in the lucky pants. And there were two family members' legs in the other hole.
Like a three-legged race.
But laying on a hotel room bed. What's strange about that? So anyway, Pablo was knocking at the door. I was like, not now, Pablo, not now.
Gave
him a couple of euros. I said, I'll see you tomorrow, Pablo. So I did see Pablo tomorrow, and I said, we're through. This is going to be so exciting. Got back yesterday, obviously what you do when you get back from holiday, you do the big unpacking, you do the big wash, the post-holiday wash.
Yeah.
And I realised the lucky pants, because he was going, where are the lucky pants, Daddy? Where? And they're in the washing machine, and that's why we lost the Euros.
You've let the nation down.
I have let the nation down. I'm sorry, and also big shout out to Pablo.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. If you're just joining us some 10 minutes ago, I made a heartfelt apology to you all for letting you down when it comes to winning the Euro 2024, because I had left the lucky pants that myself, my wife and my daughter all wear simultaneously in the wash.
And during that last song, the hype beast Womble, executive producer Mark, leant across the desk and he placed his hand tenderly on mine. And I went, what are you doing? And he said, it's not your fault, Dave. It's not your fault. And I said, don't goodwill hunting me. Okay, I'm upset right now. And he said, no, it's my fault that we didn't win the Euros. And I said, why? And then he looked longingly into distance and he said, yesterday I wore my Italia 90 shirt and I had an omelette for lunch. So it probably is his fault. He said it wasn't a Spanish omelette, but it was close.
Oh, yeah.
It's close. I think it could be you. I think it's
Spanish omelette. Yeah.
So wow. I suppose what we have to ask after the lucky pants not being worn thrice and the not quite Spanish omelette and the Italia 90 shirt, what did you do yesterday that meant we lost the Euros to Spain? There's no point in pinning it on the players. There's no point in pinning it on Gareth Southgate or saying that Spain were the better side. You did something, didn't you?
Yeah. Mm?
What did you do? 8, 12, 15. I fessed up. Mark fessed up. Now it's your turn. 8, 12, 15. Did you change your routine? Did you put your right shoe on before the left? Come on. 8, 12, 15. You've ruined it for everyone.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
It is Monday morning, and this is where real music matters on Absolute Radio, which is why we are the home of 10 weeks of tickets. And this week, here on The Breakfast Show, every single morning, I've got your chance to win your way in to Kendall Calling. This will give you the opportunity to consume Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, The Streets, Paolo Nutini, Kate Nash, The Lightning Seize Keane, and more as we play Kendall's Calling. Matt, how does it work?
Well, you know me, Dave. I'm always...
always starting every sentence with those words.
And then I also say, you know me, Dave, I'm always rubbing shoulders with celebs.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
This is... Don't worry, Bag of Bands is a distant memory. We've moved on, right? Yeah. Things are going upwards. I've got the world's...
You swapped your bag for your phone.
Yes, pretty much it, yeah. So it's similar, but different.
Okay.
Different enough.
Different enough for us to get away with it.
As you know, I've always got the world's biggest artists blowing up my phone.
Yeah.
All the artists on the lineup for this year's Kendall Calling are in my phone book, and conveniently one of them is going to give me a call just as we get a listener on air. You'll only hear my side of the conversation though, do you see? Yeah. So all our caller has to do is guess who the Kendall Calling artist is that I'm talking to on the phone to win a pair of tickets.
Well, thank you, Matt. If you would like to play Kendall's Calling, we're playing live and we're playing next. Call us right now. It's 0330-123-1215. That number again, 0330-123-1215. As I say, we're playing next. Your T's and C's are online.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
A listener by the name of Nick's got in touch saying, sorry, everybody, it's my fault. I had a haircut and a shave at the weekend. You should never do this on a winning run, but I got cocky.
Oh,
and now we're all paying the price for Nick being freshly shorn.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, thanks for that, Nick. Because I know you out there, you did something to ruin it, didn't you? I didn't have my lucky pants at the ready. The Hypebeast Womble had an omelette for lunch. What about you? 8, 12, 15. How did you ruin us not winning the Euros yesterday?
10 weeks of tickets.
Should you be an England fan, of course. Right, 10 weeks of tickets is back. And this week, it's a big one. Your chance to see the likes of The Streets and Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Feeder and Heather Small. Yes, your chance to be at Kendall Calling. Anna, I believe you've become good friends with Heather Small. This was on the grapevine. Yeah, so, because I know there's a podcast named Heather Small in the Birthing Chamber. Certainly caught my eye, even on my sun lounger in Spain. So how do you know Heather Small?
I went to very fancy party in Knightsbridge and she just happened to be doing a private set at this party.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And the Birthing Chamber comes in because this family whose party it was, she, Proud, was playing when the mum gave birth to her two kids.
Yeah.
And so she's got this special connection.
And it's also the ultimate answer to that question that Heather Small keeps asking, which is, why have you done it?
I've just given birth, That wins it, hands down.
Okay, so your chance to see Heather in person. And joining us right now on line one, we have Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Dave. Morning, too.
Ian, welcome along to the show. Ian works in IT. He loves the main station. Ian, it's a charm having you on the show. We're going to play Kendall's Calling. Matt has got the hottest phone in the UK when it comes to celebs. And someone from the Kendall Calling lineup is about to be on the line. You need to listen in very carefully to the conversation and try and work out who it is. Matt, would you get your phone out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Listen carefully, Ian. That's it.
Hello. Oh, hello, pal of mine. How are you?
Yeah. I'm very excited to see you at Kendall Calling. I'm sure you'll be 10 out of 10. Oh, you need me to pick some things up for you before your performance? Okay, oh, wait, I'll just write this down. I'm ready now. Okay, my pencil is full of lead. What do you need? Some candy. Some sunny side up eggs. Right, got those. Anything else? Some new shoes. Why have I got to buy you new shoes? What? Jenny threw yours away. She thought they were too scruffy and needed to be binned. But they had a good few years left in them. Tell Jenny not to be so hasty. Okay, fine. I'll get the new shoes. But that better be your last request. Ooh. Okay, all right. See you at Kendall Calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Hang up,
bye-bye.
You can hang
love
up there,
you.
Matt.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Okay, he's done. Right. So, Ian, who was on the line for Kendall's Calling?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I'm going to say it might be Paul Unity.
It's absolutely right. Thank you, Ian. Well done. You're off to Kendall Calling. Thanks for tuning into the show on the main station. We'll speak to you soon, Ian.
Brilliant.
Nice one, my man. Enjoy the festival.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is coming up to 12 minutes past 8. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. Where the big question I'm asking you today is, what did you do to stop England winning the Euros? You know, you changed your routine, you stopped doing a certain thing or started doing something else. This is your fault. I fessed up to mine. Now it's your turn. 8, 12, 15. And once we've done that, it's going to be like a palate cleanser and we can all move on from football. Of course, until Cholton kick off against Leighton Orient in League One in August, which is the big... I think that marks the start of the new football season.
Clash of the Titans.
100%, Glenn, well said. But I want to kind of move on. I want to move away from it all because, as I say, you know, I know that not everybody listening to this is an England fan. So why don't we move on to another sport? Why don't we get excited about the fact that the Olympic Games start next Friday in Paris? And one of the things that I love about the Olympics are the, and I can't believe I'm going to call them this, but I'm going to call them niche events. Their official title, of course, the non-traditional sports. Mm. I mean, who remembers back in 2012 getting well into handball? I'd never thought I'd be a massive handball aficionado, but I loved it in 2012. Do you know the first time that Paris hosted the Olympics back in 1900, one of the events, one of the non-traditional sports, was hot air ballooning.
Was it?
Yeah. And this year, we're all going to be well into breakdancing, which I can't wait for. Because, Matt, you used to love breaking back in the day, didn't you?
I know, yeah. Love it, yeah. I hope they have lino at these official Olympic events.
But of course, one event is still missing. Now, this is something that I happened upon. You know, it wasn't, I didn't need it in my life until I saw it. Then I realised I really needed it in my life. And it's been about 18 months now. And I was shocked to my very core at the dismissal of one of the great non-traditional sports. I'm talking bowls. Who would like to hear the bowls theme tune from the BBC?
It is
not what you expect. Because right now, you're expecting jaunty, aren't you? You're expecting
Sleazy
Sunday.
Garden,
English Country Gardens.
Yeah, 100%.
Stuff,
that's what I thought. And then I got the theme tune for this, the purpose of this talkie bit. And here we go.
Oh.
Welcome to bowls. It's like Robot Wars.
That's so dramatic.
It is, isn't it? It's intense. And it's just another reason to love bowls. I'm talking indoor. I'm talking outdoor. I'm talking lawn green. I'm talking crown green.
Yeah, baby.
Matt, what's the difference between those things?
Well, there ain't no 10 pins involved in this. So it's white.
You can keep that, America.
Well, now, lawn bowls and crown green bowls are both played outdoors, right? We know that. However, instead of being played on a flat green, the main difference in crown green bowls is that the centre of the bowling green has a raised surface.
Raised surface!
Which is why it's called the crown. So the ball has to go up a little hill at the end, which I never knew. Also, the green bowlers have larger, heavier balls, but they're the two main differences.
So, I mean, I'm hearing words like crown, larger, heavier balls. These are all things I want in my life. So once again, as the best audience in the world, I'm coming to you, cap in hand. Can you help us play a round of bowls at your bowls club?
Come on.
Can you teach us how to play any of those bowls games properly? Can you teach us the lingo? I need you to help me scratch my itchy bowls. Get in touch. I didn't mean it like that. You don't know. You rearrange the words in that sentence, it makes perfect sense. 8-12-15. That's the number. Or you can email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. That's dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Or 8-12-15 to get in touch in the studio. As I say, I want to play bowls and I want your help.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is very much the morning after the night before. If you are an England fan, you'll be feeling pretty low right now. But I don't think we should lay any blame at the door of Gareth Southgate or those players. In fact, I think it's us. We're to blame. You did something, didn't you? You changed up your routine. You did something you haven't done all tournament long. And that's what cost us. And with that in mind, on line one, we have Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome to the show. Catherine, the reason that England didn't win the Euros is because of your husband, who's also named Dave. Isn't that right, Catherine?
That's very true, Dave, yes. Sorry.
Tell everybody what he did. Tell everybody why all England fans are in such a foul mood today.
So I came back from walking the dog yesterday to my disbelief that he had his England shirt on. I know that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
No.
But he's not worn it the whole tournament.
Oh, Dave.
And the last time he did wear it, we lost to Italy in the final.
Oh my goodness. Hang on a second.
Did he burn it over time? Take it into the garden
or an outdoor space where it's safe and you've got permission from the council and the fire brigade and burn it.
Incinerate.
No, it's in the bin.
It's in the bin now.
Too late now.
Were you open mouthed? Did you say to him, David, what do you think you're doing, man?
I said, you can't wear that.
No.
Yeah, you can't.
You need to take it off.
Put it away.
Did he take it off?
No, he didn't.
Typical Dave, isn't it? And now he's ruined this. Yeah.
No, if I want to wear it, I'll wear it.
Yeah, I'll wear it,
He's let the nation down.
Do you remember what happened last time you wore it, do you, Dave? Well, it's happened again. Are you happy now? Okay, well, Catherine, we don't blame you. This is not your fault. You're just married to a monster. And, you know, that isn't your fault. Okay. Thanks for fessing up, Catherine. And just tell Dave from all of us, boo!
So sorry.
Yeah, OK. You don't have to be sorry, as I say. It's Dave's fault. We'll speak to you real soon, Catherine. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Bye now. Bye. Take care. So, I mean, listen to this. Adrian in Market Bosworth. Dave, it's my fault. I opened a Shiraz instead of a Rioja. I mean, it was happening up and down and around the land. Keep them coming. 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 8:36 on your Monday morning, and this week here on The Breakfast Show, thanks to our really good, darling friends with DIY Benefits Wix, we want to give one of you a Wix Fix, which is worth
£1,000 that you can put straight into a brand new kitchen. Now, whether it's your first home or your forever home, find your dream kitchen at Wickes. From design to installation, Wickes create kitchens that you can be proud of. Whatever your budget, there's a kitchen to suit you. Plus, all kitchens include a free design service. Book your free design appointment today. Now, if you want a kitchen to be proud of, you need to register to play to win the Wickes Fix. Just go to absoluteradio.co.uk/win. And what you need to do once there is pen an ode to your current kitchen and why it desperately needs £10,000 worth of Wickes Fix goodness. And having done just that, first through the doors, a fan of classic rock, it's Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How's it going?
Very good. Hi, thanks, my man. Lovely having you on the show. So,
cheers.
Nick, you gave us your ode. I'm about to play it. You've not heard it with all of the bells and whistles that my team of expert producers can bring to the yard. So, here we go.
The kitchen
is very old. During winter, it's very cold. My wife says, it's full of mould. But she just won't be told. Open a window when you're cooking. Just like we do when we're in the shower. Please, can you help us get a new one? So I can tell my old one to do one. We're a little bit short of cash. We're living off crackers and mash. This would sort us out real good. We'd have the best kitchen in the hood. I'd invite all of our friends around for dinner. And I'd tell him how I was a winner with this fantastic kitchen from Wickes. No more walls exposing bare bricks.
Nick, everyone.
Wow. Hey, that sounded epic, right, didn't it?
Well done. Sounded epic, Nick. No, well done.
Brilliant.
Some people have just got it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, Nick, you've got it.
He's got it.
You know, Pip from location, wants to look out.
Yeah.
That's the new voice of Wickes right there,
that's
I think.
Great.
Oh, cheers, mate. I appreciate it.
Nick, well done to you. You are through to Friday's final when our panel of judges will make the final choice and I will announce the winner live on air. So that means, Nick, I could be speaking to you again on Friday's show. But for now, give it up for Nick, everybody. Well done, mate. Nicely done.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for
lovely
thank
stuff.
You.
Have a great day ahead. If you want to win £10,000 to spend towards a brand new kitchen, as I say, you need to head online to absoluteradio.co.uk/win right now. Wickes create kitchens that you can be proud of. Whatever your budget, there's a kitchen to suit you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show on your Monday morning, where some weeks ago we gave you the opportunity to enter the secret sweepstake. This was for everybody out there who has, you know, maybe not a traditional job like we do here on The Breakfast Show. Perhaps you don't get given that opportunity to enter into the work sweepstake. Now, the twist here is nobody knew which team they had been allotted. And so we've been whittling them away as people have been knocked out of the tournament. And of course, last night, it was the big final between England and Spain. And that meant two listeners remain. Now, I know that Ben spoke to both of them on the show last week in my absence and gave them the opportunity to swap teams. Mm. And they declined the opportunity.
No, they didn't hesitate. They stuck.
They stuck with who they had. So we had Steph, the pharmacy technician from South Wales. And we had Lee Tucker, the owner of Tip Top Soft Play. One had England, one had Spain. One is about to win a beautiful Roberts Digital Radio and probably more importantly, the coveted Euro 2024 Secret Sweepstake Trophy. And the person who was given Spain all those weeks ago and is our champion of the Euros is Lee Tucker.
Oh.
Lee, you've done it. That's the spirit, Lee. I know we're all feeling a bit like that, aren't we? You had Spain, which in any other tournament would have been a great thing, but unfortunately they were England's opposition last night. How are you feeling, Lee?
I'm ecstatic, Dave. I've had a terrible few days, to be fair. I found out I needed two new knees. England lost last night. I came down this morning. The dog had pooped in the living room. and the cat had brought in half a mouse. So
it's like talking to Frank Spencer live on air.
He does all his own stuff.
He does. I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard he does. Lee, I'm sorry for your misfortune, but you know you are going to have a tiny little trophy that the Hypebeast Womble's going to have made in Timpsons after the show today. And you've got the Robert Stitches Radio, which honestly is a thing of beauty. I've got one at home myself. Where are you going to put the trophy, Lee?
Oh, it'll be on the mantelpiece. Pride of place, I'm sure.
That's lovely. And the other thing I have to ask you before I let you go, and I'm asking this on behalf of, I'm going to say anyone under the age of 11, but probably for all the adults as well. You own a Soft Play, tip-top Soft Play. Have you ever just had a quiet day and thought, I'm going to knock these all up right now and just have a go myself under the cover of darkness or something? Have you ever done it, Lee?
I do it every time we set it up. Have a little play.
He's a living legend. The cat may have done a whoopsie on the carpet, but he's getting himself a trophy. He's in Fine Fettle. Give it up for the winner of the Euro 2024 Secret Sweepstake. It's Lee, everybody. Bravo, Lee.
Thank you, guys.
Keep your chin up, my friend. Good luck out there. See you soon. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning. It is time to bid you farewell for another edition of The Breakfast Show. It has been great being back in the hot seat. You guys, as always, have been unbelievable today. If you missed any of the show, well, you can listen back on demand in the free Rayo app. And, of course, the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast is about to drop. Get it while it's hot. Now, Matt, it needs a title.
Okay, what do we have?
We've got, is anybody listening? If a chicken said that, you'd lose your mind. The lucky pants are in the wash. Pablo genuinely exists. Scratch my itchy bowls. I've just given birth, Heather. Married to a monster. Yeah. I hope they have Lino at the Olympics. And larger, heavier balls.
Oh, dear. Yeah, there's going to be quite
a bit. I told you, what a show!
Innuendo on this journey we're going on with bowls, I think. So it has to be one of those, I think. I quite like the sound of scratch my itchy bowls.
Okay.
Do you think we should go with that?
I think I said it by mistake, so that's one thing, but the podcast naming bell did ring, so therefore, Scratch My Itchy Bowls is the name of the daily podcast. Right, on the way, Leona's going to be here. She'll bring the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £160,000. As for us, well, we'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.